rocks. Knuckles white, our country's proud. When I commit, I see it through. I've got duty, it's what I do. They said from the start, this is not for the faint heart. I fly an albacore built to dive. I keep it in the sky. My heart jammed in my throat. Flew the channel, found their boat. Pushed it down 60 degrees. Their vessel was straight ahead of me. We took flak and rivets popped. At 1,500 feet, about to level off. Pulled the lever, our bombs blew. I've got duty, it's what I do. Set from the start, this is not for the faint heart. I fly an albacore built to dive. I keep it in the sky. I log hours and count days. Now there's a baby I got to name. Talk about the day he was born. When his dad, he was thick in the war. They said from the start, this is not for the faint heart. I fly an albacore.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. If you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CLU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
Welcome, I'm Earl Snow. It's time for some jazz on LU Radio. This is Richard Whiteman with the title track to Very Well and Good. Welcome to Jazz is a Four-Letter World. Thank you.
I want you to get together.
Thank you.
Bill King with the title track to Mondo Jumbo. I got to get that right. A funk soul jazz outing. Some nice violin from Elizabeth Rodriguez and Magdalene Savine on that one. You also heard Georgia Smith with an updated version of Rose Rouge, originally done by Saint Germain on Tourist from way back in 2001. And to open, Richard Whiteman and Very Well and Good. Richard Howell has played sax with Chaka Khan and Etta James, among others. Those are two stellar ladies. His new music is called Moon Over Tiburon. From that, this is Living with the Truth. It's on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. Jazz is a four-letter word. Thank you. Always nice to hear jazz flute. The Tom Keenly Side Quartet with Cuttin' Time. Tom is on flute. We'll be right back with more jazz, so stick around.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
This is LU Radio. Jazz is a four-letter world. Welcome back. Phil Nimmons is often referred to as the Dean of Canadian Jazz for his contribution as clarinetist, bandleader, composer, arranger, and educator. He was awarded the Order of Canada and also the Order of Ontario. He was the first Juno winner for Best Jazz Album in 1977. So his grandson is Sean Nimmons, who he plays piano, he arranges, he composes, kind of like his granddad. He's put together a tribute CD of his grandfather's music called The Nimmons Tribute, Volume 1 to the Nth. All the musicians on this CD were taught by Phil Nimmons. The music is like your favorite Wool Cardi. There's lots of warmth in it. Here's The Nightcrawler. Thank you. Dave Young and his quartet, clipping along on One Finger Snap. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. Bobby Weens, a drummer from Northern Colorado, is next. Bobby wanted a spontaneous recording, so there's one or two takes at most, on this CD without discussion. If there was a second take, just do it. We'll hear So Sorry Please, taken from Talking Drum. Thank you. Aubrey Wilson, I will await for you. Time is up for today. Thanks for being here. It wouldn't be a world without you. One people, one justice. I'm Earl Snow. We're skipping on out today with Chance Hayden. Stay safe. We'll be right back.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing.